This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I know you loved him a long time ago.
Not only do we play Keith Whitley from the early 90s, guy, the voice is good as what's straight. We play the super cheesy mullet videos.
You still want him, I
know. Oh, the Google guy.
Starting this time. That your mail.
And their AI doesn't get our jokes. That's where they get really pissed. They're like, we got to ban memes outright. AI can't understand it.
Hold me tonight.
Don't close your eyes.
Don't close your
eyes. I never really run into women closing their eyes.
Don't close your eyes.
Don't close your eyes.
Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy.
Darling, just once, let yesterday go. And you'll find more love.
Hey, AOC, just join Captain Elizabeth America. Just stop hating. Stop being a racist. We love you, sweetheart. We're going to Venezuela. Get the hell out of here. We got open arms for you, sweetheart. AOC used to be a good-looking girl. Now she looks like a meth head. It's AOC right now. If you're a radio listener, you're like, what the hell are we talking about? Baby.
Maybe I've been a fool.
Baby, I've been a fool.
Holding on all this time.
Oh, there she is. You're pretty good looking back then. For 200 hits of ecstasy, thousands of lines of methamphetamine.
Knowing he's in your
life. Hundreds of eight balls.
But I keep hoping someday.
Texas is waiting for you, sweetheart. It's okay.
That you'll see the light.
And you'll find more love, AOC.
Let it be there tonight. Don't close your eyes,
AOC. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's Che Guevara in some fantasy.
Let it be me.
Don't pretend it's Fidel Castro in some fantasy.
Darling, just once,
let yesterday go. And you'll find Hugo Chavez like you've never known.
Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. And
don't close your eyes. All right, I'm sorry. Will in Florida finishing up. Will, we really appreciate you during that music video. What else do you want to say about Trump taking military action?
Yeah, I really appreciate you winning for wars. Trump has the power to go straight to the source of these people funding the problem in the first place, like George Soros. Why he don't have a special kid to lock his ass up and the people that are doing this stuff.
Well, you know what it is. Soros is high-level globalist CIA. So he's got all the dirt. He helped overthrow the Soviet Union. So he knows where all the bodies are buried. And so if we try to do that, he'll expose a bunch of people in government. That's why everybody's going after Trump. Not that Trump did anything wrong, but if Trump goes after them, they'll expose all the other corrupt people. I just say, let's just get it all out in the open. What do you think, Barnes?
I mean, I think there's a lot of allegations concerning George Soros' manipulation of currencies. He's gotten rich off of arguably manipulating currencies and manipulating politics.
My eyes, though, I think about him.
Well, I mean, I think the nature of it,
imagine George Soros' sex doll. Sorry.
I don't want to imagine it. There's certain things that are probably best beyond the imagination. I think Soros' involvement, it's like the Koch brothers, as Tucker Carlson called them out the other day, that you have people who are billionaires, who have political influence, and have a long history of manipulating politics for their own political, economic purposes. And I think there's allegations of that concerning Soros, and there's no evidence that he's been meaningfully investigated.
But nobody can doubt he's a sexy man.
I think, maybe some people, but I have no comment.
I'm into prunes. I'm joking.
Okay.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yes. Yeah.
Keith Whitley taking us out. One more segment with calls, and Mike Adams takes over. Matt, Jeff, Jason, Jerome, Jefferson, get ready. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton up, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot in us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Coms. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Harping on the wars we fight.
Harping on the wars we fight. Griping about the way things ought to be.
And I don't mind them switching sides.
I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things.
They believe in. All right, well, we appreciate your call. We got Robert Barnes here. Mike Adams is about to take over. And we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with the debate coverage. An hour before, throughout the debates, the biggest clown show on earth, clownworld.us, is the feed you can send out that won't be censored like Infowars.com or Newswars.com, censored a little bit more, but not as much as Infowars.com, just clownworld.us, everyone on your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube, your email address. Say, hey, here's the forbidden footage of Clown World. We'll have three teams on the ground with live coverage. We'll have our coverage here in studio. We'll have special guests. Robert Barnes is going to be here tonight, two nights only, the Democratic National Debate. All right, Will, thank you so much for the call from Florida. Let's go ahead and take more calls here with Robert Barnes. Let's talk to who's been holding the longest here. Let's talk to Jeff in the great land of Canada. Oh, Canada, thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, a point that you made a lot of times, Trump seems to act when it happens to him or it's in his face. What about, sorry, I'm working here, a little winded. What about Trump getting on all sorts of social media, like anything that is social media, and having a team of people monitor it, and then have a whistleblower line that if something gets retweeted directly from the president, then it's reported back to him.
No, I agree. And you know, here's the deal. I don't want to say Trump's a megalomaniac or an egomaniac, because he's not, but he's definitely an alpha male. He doesn't like seeing America getting pissed on. So he has to get into the persona of fighting to do it. And I understand that procedure. I do that myself. Because it's a mission, so you have to step into that office to charge up to do it. You're not doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for everybody, but you better damn well be scary and powerful to get the job done. Barnes has made this point. It's true. Whenever Trump learned that they were specifically banning us so he wouldn't support Trump, he took that as a personal thing and banned, you know, when they banned my name. I'm kind of butchering this. That's the same thing now. When Trump understands, hey, Google particularly says you're going to lose, he understands they're gunning for him. And you know, before he's like, oh, they're pathetic, I'll defeat them. But now he gets, no, really, they're already beating you, buddy. So stop denying it, go after them.
No doubt. I mean, it was a major mistake on Google's part to personalize it and to admit that. And it was a great achievement of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas to make it clear to the president that this is about him. It's broader than him. It's not only about him, but it's also clearly, specifically targeting him. And that put a degree of awakeness and alertness that's necessary. And to the caller's question, the White House has established a petition online so that people can report any degree of social media censorship, social media media manipulation. And the caller's right. The president should reinstigate that, should reinitiate it, should remind people of it, should expand its scope to apply to election meddling, to false news stories being promoted, to people being recommended. For example, just on Twitter, when Senator Cruz and a few other people noted that they were being recommended solely liberal people, and I made the same point, the next day, all of a sudden, Twitter was doing honest recommendations.
That's right. They know when they're being watched, they change. We pointed out that Google for months was only listing negative stuff about me, so they changed for a while, only because they're under investigation. And I want to be clear about this. We have got to get Trump to go after them completely. Because, look, I'm going to let out some inside baseball here, because the Democrats all know this. The audience needs to know it, okay? So I'm not speaking out of turn here. There's not some big conspiracy against the left. They have a conspiracy against us, but that's forcing us to get organized. So I'm going to tell people a big story here. The White House knew about what Veritas was going to release a month ago. And the White House knows what's coming next. And you don't just think O'Keefe now is doing this on his own. No, ladies and gentlemen. So O'Keefe is highly respected. His crew is highly respected. There are great infiltrators. And Trump is doling all this out. I want to say to the president, I know you're smart. I respect you. But we don't have time to marinate these steaks before they're put on the grill. We need to stop the censorship now. We need to go after them now. I understand you want to make it a big campaign issue and then fry them during the middle of the election and point out that they're the ones that are meddling, not the Russians. I get it. I think you shoot when the powder's dry, you can see the whites of their eyes. They're on top of us running daggers into us. We're not shooting at them at 200 yards politically. They're on top of us. We're in hand-to-hand combat here. And so I know you've been tricked into, because your bureaucrats are scared of Google and don't want to take action. Oh, just wait, sir. We've got them. Yes, wait. Have these summits and have the attorney generals and do all this. No, you must act now.
No doubt. I think the president believed he slightly underestimated them the way he did the deep state. So the Mueller investigation, he initially thought, well look, they'll realize I'm innocent. This is complete nonsense. This is gibberish. It'll be done with. And then he saw it go on for 2 years, manipulated to get past the elections, to help influence the elections.
And this is bigger than Russiagate. I think clearly censorship, Russia gets the distraction.
No doubt. It was always a fake story. Everybody knew it was always a fake story. The only thing that can prevent his reelection is big tech election meddling and manipulation. That's it. As long as he gets ahead of the curve on that, and I think he's just been slow to the wake up. He thought, look, they'll do the economically rational thing. They'll do the business smart thing. I'll stir up a hornet's nest, and they'll realize they need to back down. And instead, all he did was go up another notch and go up another notch and go up another notch. He does recognize that certain people only respect power.
It's like the Google lady says. She's the head of censorship. She says, Congress will try to stop us. We're not going to stop.
Exactly.
Well, we'll remove your ass then.
They committed perjury last year, blatantly, openly, and brazenly in front of the world.
And look at this chicken neck twit. She's an authoritarian witch that thinks she's going to squat on us and piss on us. No, you're not, lady.
And she was so at ease with her discussion and conversation. It exposed the degree to which they are truly committed.
Well, she's in a public place bragging about overthrowing elections?
Exactly. And this is
wow.
And this isn't the first time they've been caught in some manner. I mean, Twitter was caught. Other people have been caught by Project Veritas. So this was just the key. This is the biggest election meddling influencer because they own all of Google, which is 92% of all searches, and they own all of YouTube, which is over 75% of all video searches.
And she thinks that she's sitting in San Francisco around a bunch of men that have had their testicles cut off surgically that she's safe. No, you're not, witch. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Now, let's go ahead and talk to Jason in New Mexico here on the air with Robert Barnes with He's Ready for War. Mike Adams in the bullpen about to rage forth. Go ahead, Jason.
Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Good deal. He who controls the language controls the law and the learning. And in regards to the censorship and what Google has done, originally I was calling to see what happened to the footage that you did regarding the Obama deception too. But then as I'm listening to you guys, I started to wonder, did Google actually, and Facebook, all of this, did they do that to help Obama actually get elected back to 2008 because he came out of nowhere? And if they could, like they say, program people to like somebody or, suggest, insights or things of that nature.
Oh, you're right. Google admits in internal emails that came out WikiLeaks that they installed Obama. But again, the system did by running McCain and Romney against him. It was even more fixed than that.
Well, and Facebook admitted they had special meetings with the Obama 2008 campaign committee, and that was their great shock. They thought social media would be leveraged by big tech in favor of the same cultural, social, political left that dominates those industries. And they were shocked to see Trump reverse the script, because Trump sort of followed the InfoWars template and remodeled that across the social media space and was able to break into the political spectrum and the political scene and defeat both the deep state and big tech using big tech's own weapons.
That's right. So where do you think this is going, Jason?
Well, it's clear, like you said earlier, they have declared open war against the American people, and not only just American people, but American companies, American business. If they have the power to influence what you think, Mr. Jones, what you can say, or classify you with a broad brush saying, oh, hate speech, well, now they're bigger than any government and any, like you say, any country. They have more money than these countries, so how do we remove them? Let's shut them all down, because they have declared war on not just American people, but our ideas, our principles.
I agree. Guys, get Jason's number. If he can do it, not this Saturday, but next, I want him to be on the new show I do every week with callers. Get Jason's number and info. Great job. Robert Barnes, amazing. Tonight, we'll have coverage 7 p.m. Central of the debates. Please join us, folks.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back to the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams stepping in here for the rest of this hour with additional analysis of the censorship catastrophe that is taking place, the suppression and oppression of the freedom to think and the freedom to speak. Now, it's been an amazing couple of days. America owes a great amount of gratitude to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. He is, Trump should give him the congressional, the presidential medal of some kind. I mean, I understand he's not a military combat person, but as a journalist, he deserves some kind of presidential recognition for his work, because it's extraordinary, and he is outdoing virtually every other journalist in America today with his investigations. There are many other notable journalists who are also doing wonderful work: Sarah Carter, John Solomon, the entire InfoWars crew, many independent media investigators, and so on. But James O'Keefe just stands apart with his investigation, because what he has uncovered is so extraordinary. The realization is so extraordinary that I've got to bring you this additional analysis and suggest some actions that I believe President Trump must take in order to restore fairness and freedom of speech to all Americans. Now, these are my own recommendations. I do not speak on behalf of InfoWars with these suggestions or Alex Jones. This is my own personal view, which, of course, will be attacked. But here's what I think. I think that since Google has been engaged in election meddling since at least 2017, let's say January of 2017, when they decided to clamp down on all conservative speech. And they decided internally, we now know because of Jen Janai and others speaking out, sometimes not knowing they were being recorded, we now know that Google was conspiring to make sure that Trump could never be elected again, or anyone like Trump could never be elected again. And they've been doing this, suppressing elections, suppressing our republic, destroying democracy. They've been doing this for over 2 years. I believe that President Trump should seize the Google.com domain name and put Google in a penalty box for 2 years. For every year that Google has been engaged in election meddling and the suppression of free speech, Google should serve a penalty for an equal duration of time. So I believe, again, President Trump should order the State Department or the DOJ to seize Google.com for 2 years, which means shutting down all Google services for the next 2 years as a penalty for their efforts to carry out a massive criminal coup, a criminal conspiracy against this republic, against the United States. They tried to overthrow our president. They have suppressed the basic human rights of the American people, the right to speak, the right to think, the right to read or share or watch something is a basic human right. You know, you've got AOC crying at the border with her staged photo op, you know, tears and everything. And she's crying about human rights. What about the human rights of us in America who are being suppressed and mentally caged every single day by Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and the other tech giants? That must be stopped. And it is time, in my opinion, for President Trump to order the seizure of those domain names on a temporary basis, only for the duration of time those companies have engaged in this massive conspiracy to meddle in U.S. elections. Because remember, we heard from the media for the last 2 years that it's horrific that they say Russia meddled with elections. And they say that must be stopped. And Robert Mueller even issued criminal indictments against some Russian companies that ran a few $1,000s worth of ads on Facebook at one point. but the left says it's wrong to meddle in U.S. elections, and I agree, that is wrong. What about when Google does it, and Google admits they've been doing it, or at least their executives admit it? Shouldn't those people be criminally indicted in the same way that Robert Mueller indicted the Russians for committing massive fraud? That's in Robert Mueller's words, committing a fraud against the United States of America. Hasn't Google committed fraud against the United States of America? Hasn't Facebook done the same thing? Hasn't Twitter done the same thing? Why isn't Jack Dorsey being indicted and arrested and prosecuted for criminal fraud? Why aren't the CEOs and top managers of Google, like this Jen Janai character, why isn't she being prosecuted, indicted, charged with carrying out a massive fraud against the United States of America? Because in my view, they have clearly engaged in that behavior, and it must be prosecuted. It must be stopped. Now, perhaps Trump is getting to that point eventually, but I agree with what Alex Jones said earlier, and Robert Barnes as well. Trump cannot sit on his laurels here and just wait. He cannot be slow to the... We, the people, are being suppressed and cut off every single day. We are having our speech rights destroyed. We are being economically sabotaged every day. The president will not win re-election if these tech giants are allowed to continue suppressing the basic human rights of the American people. So that's, again, that's my view on that issue. It's time to seize those domain names and put them in the penalty box for 2 years and show them that you cannot violate the rights of the American people. Now, moving on, I warned many months ago that the censorship was going to target not just political speech, but that it was going to target natural health speech, that anyone who talked about organics or clean food or anti-cancer foods, natural remedies, nutritional supplements, anything of this kind, that those individuals and those websites would also be targeted and terminated with extreme censorship. And that is exactly what has happened. And I want to mention Monday, Dr. Mercola. He put out a warning on Mercola.com that Google has destroyed 99% of his search engine traffic. We covered a story on that on Natural News. We cited Joseph Mercola, Dr. Mercola, and his, what you can only call extreme frustration with Google. I know Dr. Mercola. I know he has spent many, many years investing in pay-per-click advertising. He's invested in high-quality content to attract readers and viewers to his website through organic search engine results. His website used to be some of the top rankings for searches like type 2 diabetes or heart disease. It's very difficult to get top rankings for those terms. In fact, Mercola.com had very prominent rankings across all health topics. Well, that has been destroyed by Google. So Google has committed economic sabotage against Mercola.com in the exact same way Google has committed sabotage against Natural News or InfoWars or any other person. And there were a lot of people out there for a long time who said, oh, they're just going to target you for being a Trump supporter. Or I was told, we're being targeted because we oppose transgender predators who are trying to indoctrinate children. I was told many times by many different people, stop talking about transgenderism and you'll have your speech restored. You won't be banned. Of course, I said, no way. I'm not going to stop talking about it because that's child abuse. It's child mutilations. I cannot be silent on this issue. I want to protect children. But the truth is, Google and Facebook and Twitter are coming after everybody who's talking about healthy living, nutrition, GMOs, vaccines, anti-cancer foods, all these topics. Everybody is being targeted now, not just political speech. Much more straight ahead. Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Okay, welcome back to InfoWars, fourth hour. Mike Adams filling in today. A couple of things coming up that I'd like to share with you. Of course, tonight at 7 p.m. Central, we've got the InfoWars coverage of the Clown World Democratic debates. Sure to be plenty of comedy there. The website that you can go to watch that live coverage is clownworld.us. So put that on your calendar, 7 p.m. Central tonight, clownworld.us. Also, Clown World t-shirts are available now, a very limited number. These are sure to be popular, almost rare t-shirts. They're from the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com. Clown World t-shirts available now, and there are also some 4th of July specials that are available through the InfoWars store. Support this network through your product purchases, and also show your patriotism and show your commitment to freedom of speech by supporting InfoWarsStore.com. One other announcement. I've been invited to be a keynote speaker at the upcoming True Legends Conference in Branson, Missouri. That's being put on by Steve Quayle and his associates. I'm speaking there about terraforming of planet Earth, the depopulation agenda, and preparing planet Earth for the post-human era. I'll be the keynote speaker Friday evening, September 13th. You can learn more information at gen6.com. That's like Genesis 6. It's all spelled out, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. That's the first live appearance I will have made in 3 years, by the way. Should be very interesting. So that's a little rundown of some things that are going on right now. Got a lot to share with you. Continuing with our topic of censorship, there's a bombshell article that was published today by Sayer G on greenmedinfo.com. And Sayer did some research into what's happening with Google and its suppression of truth about health information and vaccines. And in the same way that Google's search suggestions are being programmed by social justice warriors, basically they're weaponizing the AI system to target conservatives and block any information that might harm a Democrat or help a conservative, they're also doing the same thing with vaccines. So a normal question that people might have is, do vaccines cause autism? It's one of the most popular searches for vaccines. Well, Google has suppressed that search. And instead of it saying, do vaccines cause autism, when you start to type in, do vaccines cause, you get all kinds of other things, but not autism, because the word autism has been suppressed. The CDC is running a propaganda indoctrination program. The CDC is really the vaccine deep state. They are the most corrupt branch of the federal government today, even worse than the FDA, worse than the EPA. The CDC is actually run by a dark deep state branch of the military. Top CDC officials dress up in military uniforms, and they refer to each other in military terms. The CDC trains social engineers, basically CIA type of operatives working inside the CDC. We saw this with the Ebola outbreak and all the propaganda that was pushed. The CDC also has a partner program where they partner with companies and they pay money to different groups to plant pro-vaccine information or to halt vaccine skepticism across all culture and all media. For example, MailChimp, which has banned the GreenMedInfo email sending. You can't send an email that questions the safety of vaccines, because MailChimp is a CDC partner. And to be a CDC partner, you have to agree to, quote, defer to the CDC on all issues of science and medicine, health, and public safety, which means you agree to be a puppet of the CDC. So MailChimp, which is also located near Atlanta, by the way, which is where the CDC is based, MailChimp is part of this propaganda indoctrination system. And you may recall MailChimp banned InfoWars, I think it was last year, when it was the big, you know, online ethnic cleansing against InfoWars and Alex Jones. MailChimp was part of that. But Disney is also a partner of the CDC. So Disney is pushing pro-vaccine propaganda. We also know that Google, and we know that Twitter and other tech giants like Facebook are also working hand-in-hand with pharmaceutical companies. And here are a couple other facts on this that you need to know. Google has partnered with GlaxoSmithKline. Google, for years, has banned natural supplement ads on their network for various specific supplements, and they've promoted pharmaceutical monopolies to promote the profits of the big pharma companies in the United States by also banning ads from Canadian pharmacies or Mexican pharmacies that sell the same exact chemicals for a fraction of the monopoly prices that you have to pay in the United States. So Google has been not only running its own information monopoly on political issues and trying to overthrow the United States and trying to brainwash the public, they have also been enhancing and supporting and promoting big pharma monopolies. They have been limiting free market competition. They have been shutting down all speech that questions the pharmaceutical cartels. Google has been putting human lives in danger by suppressing natural health information and promoting dangerous toxic medications. So again, I come back to AOC crying at the border, Hey, AOC, why aren't you crying for all the American people that are being murdered by the pharma cartels that are being promoted by the Google monopolies and the propagandists who run the tech giants? AOC, her tears are staged for only a specific purpose, but she doesn't love Americans. She doesn't love American children. As far as AOC is concerned, American children can go to hell because she only cares about children who are not yet Americans, but she wants them to come in and be given driver's licenses eventually and be given the right to vote. But she won't speak out against the censorship and the oppression of speech by the tech giants. And this is why I have called for such drastic action to stop the tech giants. I've even called for President Trump to go ahead and invoke the Insurrection Act, issue military police arrests of the tech giants' CEOs who have now, we know, it's been confirmed thanks to Project Veritas, who have conspired to alter the election outcomes in the United States of America. And I just want to say, if we don't stop Google, we will never have human freedom again. We will find ourselves living under an authoritarian techno-dictatorship run by liberal techno-fascists. That's Google. And they are unapologetic in what they are doing. They openly brag about it in public, in restaurants and other places. They believe that they have the right to control what you are allowed to see or speak. They believe that they are that they have almost a divine right of kings to dictate to you and all American people what we are allowed to see or speak or read or share or post. It's insane, and it has to be stopped or humans will never be free again. So the window of allowable speech is collapsing. We will soon, if we do not stop this, we will soon wake up in a world where you will not be able to criticize any Democrat without being labeled hate speech and being deplatformed. So, hate speech, in the definition of leftists, is anything that makes a Democrat look bad. Hate speech is anything that criticizes a left-wing person. But love, according to the left, or compassion, is stabbing your baby with a scalpel until it dies. Love and compassion, according to leftists, is slicing off the genitalia of your baby infant boy because you are an insane transgender parent who wants to turn your baby boy into a baby girl. And as you're stabbing and slicing away, that's all being done, according to the left, in the name of love and compassion and inclusiveness because they are mentally insane. They are psychopaths. They are sociopaths. They belong in insane asylums. And yet, they are running the AI systems of Google. They are determining what is a fact and what is not a fact. These insane, deranged, child-mutilating, pathetic, anti-American monsters are running the speech codes of our society. And they must be stopped. This must be opposed in every way possible. Call your senators, call your members of Congress, call your state attorneys general, and demand that Section 230 be revoked, and demand lawsuits against the tech giants to restore free speech to all Americans. I'll be back with more here on the Alex Jones Show.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
I want to cover some financial issues here today because of what's coming. Things are so rapidly changing in the world, both culturally, politically. We've got big tech censorship and so on. But there's also all this leveraged debt in the world. And you've seen others here like Gerald Celente talk about the coming debt collapse. It will be a cascading collapse going from central bank to central bank. Crushing derivatives and moving much more quickly than what you can respond to. So with the caveat that, of course, I'm not your financial advisor and you should seek appropriate advice from a qualified professional, I'm going to share with you a couple of thoughts because I'm into survival and preparedness on all issues, including finances. I'm also going to talk about Bitcoin here for a second because it's experienced a dramatic rise. I think it went up 20% just last night. It's in the $13,000 range right now. So I'm going to offer you some comments on Bitcoin as well as Mark of the Beast, you know, Mark Zuckerberg cryptocurrency. So first on the finance side, if you're in the market right now, make no mistake that the Trump administration, the central banks, and everybody else who's invested in this debt pyramid is doing everything they can to prevent the market from crashing before the 2020 election. I'm convinced that if the market has a harsh correction, a big crash, you know, 30 to 40% correction, that could doom the Trump reelection. So everything is being done right now to keep that market propped up, and they may be successful. I've been surprised about how successful they've been all these years in keeping it propped up, and it's very difficult to say exactly when it's going to break. But as I read on a website, forgot which one recently, if you're in stocks right now, you're picking up nickels off the ground in front of a steamroller, meaning that you might get small little profits here now because we're near the top of this bubble, but there's a steamroller behind you, and it's going to steamroll you at some point. You could lose 30 to 40% of your principal. So what's a good self-preservation type of strategy? Well, I've studied this over the years, and there are some very simple things, and I think that people like Gerald Celente would agree with most of these as well. Number one, if you want to stay semi-liquid, you can, believe it or not, go into 28-day treasuries. You can purchase treasuries directly from the United States Treasury. I think it's called Treasury Direct. You can do it. You can link your bank account to it, or you can link your corporate account to it. And every 28 days, it rolls over and puts it back into your bank account. Now, you're buying treasuries. In other words, you're buying U.S. dollar debt. Eventually, the dollar is going to collapse, but that's probably not going to happen right away. We're going to see the market correct at some point, catastrophically, I believe. But the treasury will continue to have value and viability for a long time. Because remember, the treasury has something unique that stocks do not have. The government can confiscate money from the American people at gunpoint. Yes, confiscatory taxes. The ability to tax actually gives long-term viability to the dollar itself. And I know it sounds evil and twisted, and in many ways it really is. But a government that has the power to steal from its citizens is less likely to have its currency crash in the short term. Eventually, though, the dollar does collapse, as all fiat currencies do. But that may be many years away. It could even be decades away. It's hard to tell. But the market, I think, is very near the top in many ways. The tech bubble is here. I warned about the dot-com crash back in 1998 and 1999, warned people about that crash, and I see conditions are just about the same here today. And once again, you have these sky-high valuations of Uber and Slack and all these tech companies that seem to have no real assets, but they have multi-billion dollar valuations. It doesn't make any sense, and it will collapse. So if you are exposed into those stocks, I strongly urge you to practice some financial self-preservation, some financial safety. The second thing you can do that I strongly recommend is physical precious metals. Now, I don't sell gold or silver. There are many people who do. Perhaps some have been sponsors of InfoWars as well. But find a reputable retailer. Silver, in my opinion, is vastly undervalued. And when you have physical possession of silver, you have a store of wealth. And even compared to Bitcoin, and I'm going to say some positive things about Bitcoin and also some critical things about the current Bitcoin bubble, but if you compare silver to, let's say, any cryptocurrency, what's the difference? Well, when the power grid goes down, cryptocurrency is worth nothing, but silver still has value. When silver compared to fiat currency, when a fiat currency is hyperinflated, as we are seeing, we're starting to see more and more inflation and debasement of the currency, the precious metals hold value. Now, the mindset of purchasing silver and gold is to hold value and not lose money. It's not about gaining profits. If you want to gain profits and play roulette with the latest IPO stock, you can throw all your money into a Beyond Meat or one of those other companies or Uber or whatever, and you can hope you do well. But you're putting your money into something that isn't real. It's a speculation. When you buy gold and silver, it's real. It's physical. You can hold it. You have possession of it. And it turns out, and I say this as a laboratory scientist, you know, we do heavy metals analysis all the time. Guess what? Gold, AU, is an element on the table of elements. Gold isn't going anywhere. It doesn't disappear. Even if you have a house fire, your gold doesn't burn up. It just melts and becomes melted gold. Your whole house could burn down and your safe full of gold and silver, let's say, would just be melted gold and silver. The value doesn't really change. You might have to have it re-stamped into coins, but it's still the same element. It still has the same value. Whereas everything else that you could possibly invest in, other than land, which also holds value, everything else like currency, stocks and bonds, or cryptocurrency, you know, fiat money, all those other things can catastrophically fail. Doesn't mean they don't have their uses. I understand. The portability, for example, of Bitcoin is very positive. Being able to transfer money or carry money essentially on a thumb drive in your pocket as you're moving across borders has intrinsic value. And so cryptocurrency has its place. But in terms of holding long-term value with very few risks, precious metals and also land can't be beat. Now, moving on to Bitcoin. I've been very critical of the Bitcoin bubble in the past and warned about it crashing before it crashed from roughly 20,000 down to, I think it went, I don't know, it was in the $4,000, $5,000 range for a long time. Now it's back up to 13,000. This is likely to, it could go higher, I'll say that, but it will also correct again. Now, Bitcoin has utility, and Bitcoin has been an excellent proof of concept. And there are values to it, like I said, portability and so on. But I just want you to understand, if you're buying into Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency right now that's not a stable coin, that is, it's not tied to the dollar or some other currency, then you are playing a kind of Russian roulette game with your investment. It's okay to do that if you think you can beat everybody else, but recognize that you are a speculator, not an investor. You're a speculator. And the truth is, that market is rigged. The Bitcoin market is rigged by the whales. It's rigged by certain deep state players. It is very difficult for a retail investor or a retail speculator to outmaneuver the real manipulators who are controlling that market. So if you buy it, invest at your own risk. That's all I'm saying about that. It could go much higher. I want to be on the record. It might go much higher, but it's also going to be a wild ride, as has been the history of Bitcoin. But it's been an excellent proof of concept. And in a sad way, it laid the groundwork to roll out the Facebook Mark of the Beast cryptocurrency, which was originally called Global Coin, but is now, I believe, called Libra Coin. And Mark Zuckerberg is being urged right now to tie it to a gold standard. And, of course, if this were to become the dominant transaction currency, then Facebook would punish you using the social scoring system like communist China has, that if you talk about something critical about transgenders or something critical about Democrats or liberals, you will be cut off from your wallet. You won't be able to engage in transactions. So you should never use the Facebook cryptocurrency. You're not going to make money at it. You're only going to be controlled and tracked and surveilled. The Facebook cryptocurrency is the ultimate police state surveillance system, using your purchases to track and build a psychological profile of who you are and combine it with everything that Facebook is already monitoring about you. All your friends, all your photographs, all your texts, even all your offline behavior. It is Mark of the Beast type stuff. Do not use it, or you will be enslaved forever by the Zuck, and that's not a good place to be. So anyway, take all that advice with, you know, a grain of salt. You can use it, you can ignore it, but think carefully about what is coming. Things are about to get really crazy in the world, and I want you to be safe. I want you to hold on to the money that you worked for. I want you to not lose in the big changes that are coming. So thank you for watching. Mike Adams here for Infowars.com. I'll be back on next week with more analysis and information. Be sure to check out clownworld.us tonight for coverage of the Democrat debates. clownworld.us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.